time now
for an Olympics update.
With thanks to Monarch Painting, the leaders in paint accessories. Do the job right. Monarchpainting.com.au.
We have been inundated with text messages. We'll pick those up very, very shortly. Just in the meantime, an Olympic update. We added a bronze in the past 24 hours. This would be brutal. This would be absolutely brutal. Karina Lee in the women's 10-kilometre marathon swimming was the first Aussie to win an Olympic medal in marathon swimming. So congratulations to Karina Lee getting the
bronze. Sorry, what's the marathon?
10K.
10K. Oh.
10K. Well, you're a handy swimmer, Fletch. What would be harder, 42K running or the 10K swimming?
For me, personally, yeah. Running all day.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd rather do the 10K swimming.
Got to carry this big sweet around.
Yeah, that's very true. What about Harry Garside? Harry was brilliant. He's now guaranteed a medal. We explained that before in the last segment. First boxing medal since Spike Chini took silver in Seoul back in 1988. Wow.
Oh, gosh.
So he's guaranteed bronze. Imagine if he got the gold. Now, I think he's taken on the world champ in the semi-final. He defeated Zakir Zafulin of Kazakhstan. That was a close fight. Did you get to see it, Fletch?
I did. I watched the first couple of rounds. Geez, he's lanky.
Yeah.
Unorthodox. One all. Yeah.
What do you
unorthodox.
Think?
Yeah. It could have gone either way.
Yeah, flip of the coin.
Could have gone either way, but went to the good guys.
And here was the decision.
The winner on points by split decision.
So the decision.
Judges can't agree.
In blue, Harry Garside.
Well, the young man from Victoria has assured himself of a bronze medal. Good on you, Harry. Australia's wild about Harry, and why wouldn't they be? 3-2. It was a razor-thin margin. Two tremendous performances in his first fights, and he's come up a class here against the men.
Yeah, outstanding work. Well done to Harry Garside and the men's hockey team, by the way. They threw to the semi-final, or in fact, they won the semi-final. Hockey Roos 3 defeated Germany 1.
Okay, so Rob, our friend, has said, boys, the reason there are two bronze medals up for grabs in boxing, that the recovery time for the two losses isn't long enough for them to fight for one medal.
Okay, so that's fair enough.
Pretty much spot on.
They're only 3-minute rounds.
Yeah, still getting punched. You've been punching there for 3 minutes?
No, I haven't.
It's not fun.
Only 3-minute rounds. There's famous last words, isn't it? By the way, another world record falls in the 400-metre hurdles. Sydney McLaughlin won the 400-metre hurdles gold, which Davey Colbert declared with us yesterday. That's Wednesday in Tokyo. Broke her own world record with a 51.46. Now, you've might got something around that, haven't you?
Well, I might have the bodgy spikes. Yes. So there's a pair of spikes that are banned.
Mm.
So Nike Super Spikes are so fast that rivals are starting to wear them.
What do you mean they are banned?
Well, there's a certain pair that was banned in January this year. So Usain Bolt had been questioning. And so they banned them, but they've got around them. And some people, not me,
no,
some conspiracy theorists are saying that the reason why there's so many world records are being broken.
Yes.
Especially yesterday with the, what's our man name? Carsten.
Yep.
He smashed the
Voston.
Voston.
Yep.
He smashed the world record. Some are saying it could be due to the spikes and the track and the rubber track.
But he smashed the record to add a bit of substance to your investigative journalism again, Fletch. Files. Well, he only just won the race. And
The other bloke had a pair on as well.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The other bloke would have smashed the record also.
I don't think so. I think it's got something to do with the crowd. Lack of.
Do you? So they're not getting over the top on it?
No.
They're not, in their state.
There's no nervous energy. They're conserving energy. Yes, Brooks.
Johnny Stephenson was saying it's the track, the rubber that they've got on the track in the heat is making it a bit more spongy, giving you a bit more drive off the track.
There's definitely something in it.
The heat.
There's no wind too. There's no headwind or tailwind. It's pretty much still.
Yeah, perfection.
Gold! Gold to Australia! Gold!
We have 15 gold now, courtesy of these two young men, Matt Belcher, Will Ryan. They have won the 470 crew, the gold medal in Tokyo.